I've been talking about her here for the last couple of days. I told you about, you check out that show Medium, and it's actually based off of a real life story. And she's actually also a New York Times best-selling author. Three different books out that you need to check out just because it's interesting stuff, man. Interesting stuff. Allison Dubois joining us now. And Allison, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I can't wait to actually, I know you got the seminar coming up here Saturday, 6:30. That's happening in Palm Springs. Where exactly is that at?
It's at the Hyatt Regency at 285 North Palm Canyon. And we have a workshop at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then at 6:30, we have the event that evening. And then Sunday, we have a noon event. So I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Palm Springs before, so this will be a first for me.
Oh, well, it's pretty much the same as Arizona.
Okay.
It's nicer.
Thanks for preparing me.
We have more golf courses, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's something that if I had some extra time would be of interest to me.
Awesome. So Allison Dubois is a golfer.
All right.
Now, you don't ever know your score before you begin, do you?
Oh, aren't you funny? Actually, I got in trouble for hitting the putting green with my putter because I missed my shot. So I don't think I'm allowed to play anymore.
So now explain to us, coming up here on Saturday, at 6:30 over at the Hyatt Regency in Palm Springs, you're going to be doing this seminar, this event. What's going to be happening at this event? What can we look forward to?
Well, basically at the event, I talk to the audience about different types of passings because the living are left behind after, we lose somebody are affected differently depending on how the person died, such as suicide. You know, the family members left behind with suicide in the family is a much different effect than, say, murder or a heart attack. So we cover different types of passing and how to cope with it, after the person's gone and how to still continue your life without feeling like this major sense of guilt for still being here. A lot of people carry that with them. Then we go into where I bring a couple of people up and do readings on them just so, people can kind of see what goes on and what kind of information I bring through. And I kind of interact with the audience while I'm doing this so that I can explain to them how I'm getting the information that I'm getting so they can understand it better. The event opens up with an astrologer named Tom McMullen who will demonstrate pulling a chart apart on one of you guys are interested. So it's very interesting.
Sure.
If you're open to being exposed, so to speak, but he's always very gentle with the media that he pulls their charts apart so that certain things aren't revealed, just out of sensitivity. And, he could take you backstage and fill you in afterwards if you'd like on everything that he gets. But it's fascinating. And I met him when he pulled my chart apart, not knowing who I was. And he's like, you have a lot of death in your chart. I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, I know. And he's like,
thanks, Captain Obvious.
But are you a medium? And I was like, yeah.
That's
some
cool.
People say, yes, I am.
On the line with us, we have Allison Dubois. Again, she has three different books that, seriously, if you've ever experienced the loss of someone very close to you, these books can really help you out. There's Secrets of the Monarch, there's We Are Their Heaven, Why the Dead Never Leave Us, and, of course, Don't Kiss Them Goodbye. And you have a television show based off of the work you've done. I mean, I look at you and I think of, you're not just a medium, you're a crime fighter.
I profile killers, and I'm actually studying entomology right now, which is the study of bug larvae and decomposing bodies. I know it's all so exciting, but...
So you're becoming basically a medium / Grissom, going the CSI route.
I guess you could say that. It's important for me to understand those pieces of information so that when I work a case, I can give the fullest picture possible and have the greatest understanding of carrying a case all the way through. So I do. I enjoy it. It does take a toll, but it's important for me to do, apparently. I tried to retire from it, and that didn't work for me, so I'm doing it again.
Man. Now, what do you think about the television show? How is it depicting your, your situation? Because it's not telling the exact cases, correct?
They changed the murders to not re-victimize the families of the deceased, which I think is important to show some sense of humanity in the show. And, so the murders are changed, but my husband is Joe. He is a rocket scientist. We do have three little girls that have inherited the ability. It's genetic and it runs in the family.
Wow.
And my oldest daughter does have dreams at the same time that I do. We have the same dream often. And so those elements are true. And the DA that's portrayed on the show by Miguel Sandoval, that's based on a real person. And they do change certain elements. My mom was really ticked off when the episode with, you know, that was supposed to be her came out. She's like, I didn't smoke, Allison. I was like, I know, Mom, I know. I'm like, I'm sorry about that.
That's Hollywood, Mom.
So sometimes my family members get a little miffed, but I love this show. I think they do a really good job at showing that the deceased are in a good place after they pass and that they're not all macabre and, you know, roaming the earth. It's not like that. They're not...
yeah, it's not Dawn of the Dead.
Right, exactly. And there's an upside to passing, and that sometimes they just hang out for a little bit of closure and then they move on and they're happy to move on.
And again, Allison Dubois on the line with us. And if you can't make the event but you need help with loss, I highly recommend her books. Secrets of the Monarch, We Are Their Heaven, and of course, Don't Kiss Them Goodbye, the New York Times bestseller. Allison, thank you so much for spending the time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. And don't worry about if you don't want to take me up on that, having your chart.
You know what? I'll do it.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, well, I'll get your information then.
Okay, awesome. We'll put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.